Despair could never touch a morning like this. The air was cool and smelled of sage. It had the clarity that comes to Southern California only after a Santa Ana wind has blown all haze and history out to sea. Air like telescopic glass, so that the snow-topped San Gabriels seemed near enough to touch, though they were 40 miles away. The flanks of the blue foothills revealed the etching of every ravine, and beneath the foothills, stretching to the sea, the broad coastal plain seemed nothing but treetops, groves of orange, avocado, lemon, olive, windbreaks of eucalyptus and palm, ornamentals of 1,000 different varieties, both natural and genetically engineered. It was as if the whole plain were a garden run riot, with the dawn sun flushing the landscape every shade of green. Overlooking all this was a man, walking down a hillside trail, stopping occasionally to take in the view. He had a loose, gangly walk, and often skipped from one step to the next, as if playing a game. He was 32, but he looked like a boy, let loose in the hills with an eternal day before him. He wore khaki work pants, a tank top shirt, and filthy tennis shoes. His hands were large, scabbed and scarred. His arms were long. From time to time, he interrupted his ramble to grasp an invisible baseball bat and swing it before him in a sharp half swing, crying, "Boom!" Doves, still involved in their dawn courtship, scattered before these homers, and the man laughed and skipped down the trail. His neck was red, his skin freckled, his eyes sleepy, his hair straw-colored and poking out everywhere. He had a long face with high pronounced cheekbones and pale blue eyes. Trying to walk and look at Catalina at the same time, he tripped and had to make a quick downhill run to recover his balance. "Whoa," he said. "Man, what a day." He dropped down the hillside into El Modena. His friends trickled out of the hills in ones and twos, on foot or bicycle, to converge at a torn-up intersection. They took up pick or shovel, jumped into the rough holes, and went to work. Dirt flew into hoppers. Picks hit stones with a clink, clink, clink. Voices chattered with the week's gossip. They were tearing out the street. It had been a large intersection, four-lane asphalt streets, white concrete curbs, big asphalt parking lots and gas stations on the corners, shopping centers behind. Now the buildings were gone, and most of the asphalt, too, hauled away to refineries in Long Beach, and they dug deeper. His friends greeted him. "Hey, Kevin, look what I found." "Hi, Doris. Looks like a traffic light box." "We already found one of those." Kevin squatted by the box, checked it out. "Now we've got two. They probably left it down here when they installed a new one." "What a waste." From another crater, Gabriella groaned, "No, no. Telephone lines, power cables, gas mains, PVC tubing, the traffic light network, and now another gas station tank."
"Look, here's a bunch of crushed beer cans," Hank said. "At least they did some things right."